I thought tonight we can talk about the Devi of speech. We have done this before, but there are so many aspects and you can come in from so many directions. And each time you discover something more, and sometimes even something that is very new. It's just like taking a magnifying glass and looking what it really is. I like to think of speech purely as sound. And if you think about sound, it is your audible speech, your voice that produces the sound. And then you have also an internal sound, an internal speech. And then we will remember that the Vedas speak of the primordial sound, speech, vak. The Vedas are the sound, the word. Quite similar as we have in the Old Testament. Except that we here have all the wisdom revealed to us in a perfect meter. A word as a sound gives us a message, but the word by itself has also a meaning. So we, with each spoken word, we get really two messages. That which the word expresses and the sound, the tone of voice in which it has been said. We're speaking then of Chapter Brahman and of the ultimate reality to which we can sound and word take. So the term Devi of speech, if we translate that into more our Western symbolism, we can replace the word Devi with power or energy. Perhaps power of speech would be more to our liking. Language is made up of many words. Language also has to develop. It has somehow to emerge from sound, from formulations, and we cannot express something that is not inherent in the language. And if there was something more to express, language itself would also have to evolve further. However, if we look at language today, and if you think of the dictionaries and their tremendous size, we must say in awe and wonder what has developed in words, in sound, in language. Much more than just logical exercises or intellectual or a collection of facts. And sometimes when we think of these words, we only tap into a few areas. It's almost impossible to, in just one sitting, to cover what Devi of speech really means. I have sometimes suggested to people to take Devi of speech out of the Kundalini book all by itself and study it as a subject, and you will see how in regard to the chakras, particularly when you include the mantras, how the Devi of speech evolve, how this is a system also within the Kundalini system that is included and it's separate. It's part of it and it can also be on its own. Can we then say that language, Devi of speech, is a pathway to freedom? Because imagine if you don't have a voice, if you were dumb and you cannot express what you want to express. Not even your pain by perhaps some making almost animal-like sound, if you can make any. How much would you be deprived of expression, expressing yourself, had you no voice? You cannot have a dialogue with somebody, and an immediate. And all what is connected with voice, with a human voice, with words, our great plays and epics and what have you, all this would be impossible. Perhaps many, many things, many skills that we have developed came only because there was also the human voice. How to make a tool, how to create something, how to build something. It's all communication. Communication means words, means voice. So, but that pathway to liberation can also lead you to a higher truth. So it has, and can take you from the very day of your birth to the higher truth that may be your final state of liberation. How would we arrive there? That higher truth is revealed in words that we sometimes call mantra. And when we call it prayer, it means a communication with a force greater than our little ego. And it makes really no difference if the prayer is directed to your own soul forces, your higher self, or the God within. However you phrase it is up to you, because it has to be your way of expression and dealing with this. And then I would like to ask the question, how do we know when we know something? How would we know it? By the evolving of sounds, words into language. When you say what you know, then you're much more convinced that you truly know than when you just speculate in your mind. Language conveys meanings, and words and language has many, many levels. Each word is a symbol by itself. Each word is an idea, and this idea can have many levels. You take just a simple word like water. From the drinking water to the cleaning water to the thirst-quenching water to the waters of life. Just to give a simple example. Language then has an extremely importance in life to fulfill of all people, regardless of your culture, your education. So we can then say that words and language can almost be divided into the physical, in the way we use language every day, and the metaphysical, which has one dimension, many dimensions. We can't even say for the moment. We would have to really delve into this and explore how many dimensions there could be. Mantra is a slight indication. Prayer is. Because prayer is a conversation between you and the divine. You petition for something. And meditation then means to wait in silence and emptiness of mind of the answer from the divine forces. Perhaps we can say the divine within, but there are also other forces of knowledge, other sources that can emanate, a force of knowledge that can reach us if we become receptive to that. It is a grave mistake if we use language to reduce things too, just facts, a collection of facts, and as a reference, and or like the scientist. Then language becomes some sort of a reductionism that takes a true value of what is talked about away. And it has its purpose at some time, but that reductionism must not enter into our daily interaction with each other. Because it means a devaluation. And if you use language in the self, you may not be right away aware that you devaluate yourself as well as others. So the use of language is a very important thing, how you handle that. So we have day-to-day language. We have the mystical approach to the sacred. And the word by intonation and your personal experience, the simple one, the dramatic one, the spiritual one, is another way of the way your language. And then, of course, the emotions. But whatever you say and whatever you use, often you may not be aware that the way you use language, you recapture a forgotten truth. Now, if we then think, what is the relationship of language to the universe? We can perhaps, when we say Devi of speech, perhaps we should now focus on the word Devi, or use our term more familiar, God. What is God's universe? Well, God's universe is everybody's universe and nobody's. It depends again how much we understand. It can be the biologist's universe, the geophysics universe, the astrophysicist's universe, and of course the mathematician's universe. We can ask, if we keep this list going, it would be a very expansive universe. And it will not tell us, however scientific our approach is, the origin of the universe. What is that cosmic energy? What is that cosmic intelligence that has all shapes and all forms and countless names and has none? Maybe we can conclude and say our universe is one of language and words. Om Namah Shivaya.